Just sit back and relax. You'll be royally entertained, for it's time for Hollywood's Open House. Hello, everyone. This is Jim Amici inviting you once again to 30 minutes of pleasure and entertainment at Hollywood's Open House. Swell entertainment by the greatest entertainers in the country. Listen to the music of Ray Block and his orchestra, songs by Francis Faye, and our special guest, the great star of the entertainment world, Jack Pearl. This session is nothing but fun, frolic, and gay music on Hollywood's Open House as we welcome that singer of swing songs, Francis Faye, that man who twists the truth around and makes it scream with laughter, that man known as Jack Pearl, alias the Baron, and right now that man who leads the band, Ray Block and his orchestra with Bambolina. Personalities in radio, the theater, and the screen, that famous prevaricator, Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl. Oh, that was a swell number Ray Block just played, wasn't it, Baron?
Meh, not so bad, Trim.
Not bad? It was excellent. A perfect interpretation with clarity of line and form, virility and rhythmic vitality.
Schmaltz.
Oh, I suppose you're a virtuoso and Arturo Toscanini, a Leopold Stokowski.
Yeah, they're good too, you know.
Where did you get your musical knowledge?
Well, it runs in my family.
Music runs in your family?
Yeah, very fast. My sister Hulda sang for years in opera.
What roles?
You see, she... what roles? She sang in the bakeries, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, was she a diva or diva, as some pronounce it?
Diva? Darn fool. She can't even swim.
Are any of the members of your family instrumentalists?
Yeah, well, you see, I... Excuse me, could I have diddle marks of that?
Well, does anyone in your family play an instrument?
Oh, sure, my two brothers. They play together.
Well, they're a team.
Yes, and no, they're not horses. Brothers!
I never knew you were interested in music. Is this something new?
Jim, don't you know I wrote Madame Butterfly?
You wrote Madame Butterfly? Yes. Did you ever hear of Puccini?
I wrote that too.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Baron. Madame Butterfly was written 200 years ago, and you look pretty young.
I know. I take good care of myself.
Baron, I must say you're an impresario of prevarication.
Yeah, but I didn't hear that. What is it?
I say you're an impresario of prevarication.
Yeah? What do you mean, that impresario of prevarication? I must show you my diploma sometimes. You know something? When I was 12 years old, I wrote an opera. Last month, a producer signed a contract to do it.
But why did he wait so long?
It was the first time. It was the first time he could get his hands out of the straitjacket.
That I believe. You must have some opus.
Well, Jim, I was. Your old puss isn't so pretty either.
Come on, the story, Baron. What's your story about?
Well, it's a very sad story, Jim. It's about a girl named Cleopatra. Her husband runs away and leaves her starving with 6 kids. Six childs, how you say it?
Childs? You mean children. Children is plural and child is singular.
Yeah, she had them singular, yes. So she goes to see a man for some advice.
And what's the name of the opera?
Mr. Anthony on Cleopatra.
And the instrumentation, Baron, what kind of music do you have?
I have 70-piece orchestra. 1 fiddle on 69 cymbals.
69 cymbals?
Nobody's going to sleep through my opera.
You know, Baron, there's an awful lot of money in opera. Lawrence Tibbett gets $2,000 a night.
$2,000 a night?
Lily Pons gets $3,000 a night.
$3,000 a night? Well, goodbye, Jim.
Baron, where are you going? Well, where are you going?
I'm going to look for one of those night jobs.
Now, the young lady who's made music known as swing a household word, Miss Frances Fay, providing a first-rate sample of the boogie tune which she has already recorded and which is sweeping the country, known as the Irish Washerwoman.
In Harlem, there's a little place where everyone goes to see the way a washerwoman washes her clothes. If you love boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washerwoman give you the beat. And every afternoon at 1, the sessions begin. And all the boys from all the bands come down and sit in. They sit around and knock each other out when they play. While the boogie-woogie washerwoman washes all day. Rubbery up dirt. It's just the way she rolls. Rubbery up dirt. It's just the way she swells. Rubbery up dirt. She wears the long hot up, she runs and runs her knuckles right on down to the nubs. Rubbery up dub. That's how she kicks it off. Rubbery up dub. She keeps it nice and soft. Rubbery up dub. Till someone hollers, oh, scrub me mama with the boogie beat. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Let the boogie-woogie washer woman give you the beat. One Irish eyes are smiling. It steals your heart away. One Irish eyes are smiling. It brings the dawn of day. You've got to rub. Three up dub, that's how she kicks it off. Rub. Three up dub, she keeps it nice and soft. Rub. Hurry up, doctor, someone hollers, ah, cancer schmancer, a big isn't. You really ought to visit there if you've never been. It doesn't cost a penny, just come down and walk in. If you like boogie-woogie rhythm, you'll get a treat. Do you think my type will ever come back? I hope not. When that boogie-woogie washerwoman gives you the
some people backstage have been complaining about a big box you left back there. I don't like to ask personal questions, but, Baron, what in the world do you have in that box?
Fish.
Fish?
Sure, I caught them myself.
You enjoy fishing, Baron?
Do I enjoy fishing? Why, just last week I caught 1,000,000 tons of fish in one day.
Do I understand you correctly, Baron? Did you say that you caught 1,000,000 tons of fish in one day?
Before breakfast. I was fishing off Catalina Island.
That's in California.
Yeah, for years. And the first fish I catch was an octopus.
An octopus?
Yeah, this was just a little kitten. It only weighed about 1,100 pounds.
Only 1,100 pounds?
Yes. When I got it in the boat, he wrapped one of his legs around my neck. And we fell into the Gulf of Mexico. And
now,
as
hold on, hold on. How could you fall into the Gulf of Mexico if you were fishing off Catalina Island?
We drifted. When we fell into the water, we landed right in the College of Octopuses.
A school of octopuses.
These were smart ones. Altogether, there was exactly 3,202 of them.
Well, how did you know there were exactly 3,202?
I counted 25,616 legs and divided it by 8.
That's a mathematical impossibility.
And Wilder, could you swim closer with that, please?
Well, only a metal wizard could calculate that fast.
Thank you. While I was lying on the bottom of the ocean with thousands of octopuses lying on top of me...
I can't imagine anything topping you, no matter where you're lying.
Yeah, so when I... Do you carry accident insurance?
Yeah, I do. Why?
Right now, you're a bad risk. Let me see, where was I?
You were lying on the bottom of the ocean.
Yes, I was lying, I was walking. Suddenly, it started to rain.
The rain?
So I opened my umbrella, and
Hold on. Where'd you get the umbrella?
It was raining cats and dogfish.
Where'd you get the umbrella?
There. From Davy Jones's locker. I didn't want the maid to get wet.
The maid?
Yeah, the maid I was walking with.
I suppose it was a mermaid.
No, Mr. Smart Alex, a chambermaid.
What was a chambermaid doing on the bottom of the ocean?
Making up the oyster beds. The oysters had just got up on the... They had gone to the ammunition factory.
Say, Baron, that reminds me. Haven't you been working in an ammunition factory?
Yes, during the war, I was working in an ammunition factory.
Well, what were you doing there?
I was cleaning the insides of cannons. I worked like a dog, 16 hours a day.
16 hours a day? The union allows only 8 hours.
I know. I belong to 2 unions.
Must have been hard work.
Yes, one day I was so tired, I fell asleep inside the cannon.
Inside the cannon?
Yes, and while I was sleeping in there, the bosses came along and they tested the cannon.
Tested the cannon while you were asleep inside?
Yes.
Well, what happened? Well, Baron, what happened?
I was discharged.
In just a moment, we'll return to Hollywood's Open House, starring Jack Pearl with Francis Fay, Ray Block and his orchestra, and yours truly, Jim Amici. Opening the second section of Hollywood's Open House in sprightly fashion is Ray Block and his orchestra with a special Block arrangement of the old-time favorite, Polly Waddle Doodle. Thank you. has had some trouble getting a hotel room, and right at this moment, he's sitting in the lobby of a hotel waiting for Nick, the hotel clerk. While he's waiting, I'll join him. Say, Baron, why were you so peeved with me last night?
Why? Because you always mix up my words.
What do you mean?
I said I was a great flyer, and you said...
I said everyone knows you're a great for liar.
Yeah, so I... You see that? You see?
See what?
Yeah. Why do you stop between the syllables? Why do you stop?
I'm sorry, Baron. That's just my pronounced diction.
Well, put the diction back in the dictionary. And push the flyer close to the fly.
All right. You're a great flyer.
Sure. They even said it in the paper.
What paper?
What paper? The fly paper.
Baron, where are you going to fly this plane?
To Shangri-La.
To Shangri-La? Are you kidding?
No, flying.
But there's no such place as Shangri-La.
Is that so? Well, it happens that I was born there.
Born there? What are you talking about? Shangri-La's an illusion. It's in the mind.
Don't be silly. The illusions are in Alaska.
You evidently read Lost Horizon.
Read it? I was born there.
Well, save yourself a trip, because there never was, will, nor could be a Shangri-La.
Is that so? Was you there, Shimmy?
No, and no one else was.
So I'll be the first.
And you're going to fly.
What do you think, swim?
Well, do you know anything about dirigibles?
You see, if I were... Did something fly past?
No, no, dirigibles, big balloons.
I didn't understand. What did you say?
Big balloons.
Oh, big balloons. I married one. Oh.
I'm talking about a great big gas bag.
Yeah, so am I.
I'd rather hear about your flying experiences.
Well, Shim, one time I was flying way up, maybe 40, 50,000 feet.
In the stratosphere?
Yes, so I'm coming from... Could I have a facsimile of that, please?
You were flying in the upper strata of the atmosphere, above 11 kilometers.
Something new has been added, you know?
How was your visibility?
You see, Did you drop something?
Was your visibility good or bad?
I don't know. I haven't seen the X-ray pictures yet.
How was the atmosphere up there, Baron? Dry or dewy?
Please. No politics. Let me see. Where was I?
You were up 50,000 feet.
Yes, for 5 months I was up there.
For 5 months?
Yeah, without gas. There I was standing still, and
now
suddenly...
just a minute. Standing still in midair is against the laws of gravitation.
This was before the law was passed.
Baron, you couldn't make a human being believe that.
What do I care about human beings? As long as you believe it. What I care.
What? I don't. Your talk doesn't make sense to me.
It may not make sense to you, but it makes dullest for me.
Just a minute, old man. Can't you leave? You can't leave without paying your bill, you know.
Bill, we just got to the hotel. We haven't even got a room. What do you mean, Bill?
I'm not Bill. I'm Nick. Bill's upstairs sweeping out the chambermaids. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, scuttle yourself.
Oh, now, just a minute, Baron. Nick, all we want is a nice room to spend a quiet holiday in.
Why didn't you say so? Now you can have room 2 or room 3. Which would you like?
What's the difference?
One is $2 a night, the other is $4 a night.
Which one is $4?
Which one do you want?
Well, which one is $4?
Oh, no, now, I asked you first.
Wait, let's start over. $4 is a lot of money for a room.
That's our ceiling.
How about the $2 room?
No ceiling.
I'll take the $2 room. If I don't sleep, I wouldn't lose so much money. Now, go away.
Oh, all right.
Shim, I think I'll go to the North Pole again.
Again? You mean you've been to the North Pole before?
28 times. Also, I was to the South and East and West Poles.
Oh, now, what are you talking about? There are no East or West Poles.
Sure not. I shut them down. The last time I was up to the North Pole, I had a very narrow escape.
You always have narrow escapes.
It's a habit. I was crossing the Sahara Desert, and as
you
I...
You were what?
I was... Are you wearing earmuffs? Huh? I said I was crossing the Sahara Desert.
The Sahara Desert's in Africa.
This was the overflow. I was crossing the desert, climbing over icebergs.
Wait a minute. You were climbing icebergs in the desert?
The biggest they had in stock. And as I was...
Do you, by any chance, know what an iceberg is?
Sure. Piece of water frightened stiff, sure. And, oh, was it cold up there?
Oh, naturally, the temperature in the Arctic region is always 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes, and so... Could you bring that inside, please? Could you?
I say it was below zero. You know what zero is, don't you?
Sure, he played the violin while Rome was burning.
No. That was Nero. Zero is a cipher. Naught, nil, nothing. Zero is absolutely nothing.
What a lot of talk about nothing. Well, anyway, I started to row across the lake.
Now, wait a minute. How did the lake get in the desert?
The icebergs made it while they were playing pinochle.
What?
Yes, 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 sure. They all had good hands. They all had good hands and melted. That's a joke, son. I said, it's pretty cold up here. And one of the icebergs said, yes, it's kind of chilly.
What did you say?
Say, don't you hear good...
You want me to believe that one of the icebergs spoke to you?
Did I see one of the icebergs?
You certainly did.
Oh, excuse me, slight mistake. It was one of the Goldbergs. He said, if you think this is cold, keep going north.
I beg your pardon, could you direct me to the Bronx?
Sure, go over to Broadway and keep going north.
Thank you.
Yeah, so there I was up in the Bronx.
Up in the Bronx?
Yes, and as I... How did I get in the Bronx?
You kept going north.
Sure. No, sir. I was on the lake, I remember. Up swims a big mouse.
A mouse?
Yes. You know, a horse with hat rack on his head.
A horse with... Oh, you mean moose.
Yeah. And 7,000 woodpeckers. There they was.
Hold on. Woodpeckers can't swim.
They'll swim now or zinc. Suddenly up pops a whale. What a whale.
Just a moment. Now, will you please tell me where the whale came from?
He was following the ship for days.
Ship? What ship?
The one I got on when the mouse upset the canoe in the lake and drifted me out to the sea.
Well, Baron, you got me dizzy.
Keep spinning, old top. The captain said, we got to feed that whale or we'll wreck the boat. So we threw the whole cargo overboard.
What did the cargo consist of?
8,539,647 boxes of lemons.
How many?
Oh, please. I forgot the number. The minute the lemons hit the water, the whale gobbled them up. But he wasn't satisfied.
Oh, he had a whale of an appetite.
Yeah, so when we come... The Baron is the good humor man. Listen here. The captain said... he's a man-eater. We got to throw him a man.
Throw him a man? What'd you do?
We threw him another lemon.
Another lemon?
Yeah.
Another lemon?
My cousin Hugo.
You threw cousin Hugo to the whale?
Sure, the whale swallowed him up in one gulp.
Gulp?
Gulp.
All right. Now then, tell me what happened when the whale swallowed Hugo in one gulp.
Gulp. The whale sank to the bottom of the ocean.
With cousin Hugo inside?
With the other lemons. Right away, I started hunting that whale.
Oh, you're also a whale hunter.
Oh, sure. When I was 6 years old, my father took me on a whaling expedition.
Where to?
The woodshed. 8 months later, I saw the whale. Quick as a flash, I threw my poon harp at him.
Your harpoon.
My poon harp.
You're saying it backwards.
That's the way I threw it. I catch the whale, cut him open, and there inside was my cousin Hugo.
Yes? Well, what was your cousin Hugo doing inside the whale? Come on, tell me!
Making lemonade!
Sincere thanks to Jack Farrell for bringing Baron Munchausen to us again, and thank you, Francis Fay. We hope both of you will visit us again real soon. Hollywood's open house comes to an end. Our music is under the direction of Ray Block. Our script is by Lee Shane. The program is produced under the direction of Ray Green. This is Jim Amici inviting you to Hollywood's open house at this same time next week.